This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to have lots of fun because we're going to have a gentleman joining us who's got a varied background, to say the least. He's written a ton of books. He's an esteemed automotive journalist. He's also the man behind a wonderful website called iZoom.com. He is also the editorial director, and this is something new for this gentleman, but he is the editorial director for ClassicCars.com, ClassicCars.com. So we're going to talk new cars, we're going to talk classic cars, and a whole lot more. And our special guest is also a college professor teaching journalism out in Arizona, so we can't wait to get him on board. Coming up in hour number two of the program, back by popular demand, we're going to pop the hood. I am not a mechanic. I am not an ASC-certified mechanic, but our frequent contributor is. He's been in the repair business for more than 30 years, and Mark Evans will be sliding up to the microphone to give you guys some free over-the-air advice. There's something wrong with your car, funky smells, noises, etc. Your mechanic just told you you got to spend a lot of money that you don't have. You doubt his diagnosis. Free over-the-air diagnostic check available to you right here on Auto World. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at our usual number. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Or if you prefer the digital means, via the email, bob at autoworldradio.com, bob at boblongradio.com.
Okay, it's quiet.
Well, anytime I have the opportunity to spend some time on air or in person with this gentleman joining us right now, it's always a pleasure. He is truly one of the great guys, one of the esteemed automotive journalists in all of North America. He has his own website called iZoom.com, editorial director for ClassicCars.com. He has written umpteen books about classic cars. He's a huge baseball fan like myself, and he is also a gentleman who does his share of teaching as a college professor. Talk about a varied background, and he's a traveling man, too, spending most of the year in Arizona, but spending his summers in beautiful Michigan, where he joins us now live. Larry Edsel, welcome back to Auto World. How you doing, Larry?
I'm doing great. How are you, Bob?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. Spent a little bit of time in Portland, Oregon this past week to drive the 2015 Dodge Challenger. Not allowed to give impressions until the embargo was lifted, but it was a very pleasant experience for an arrested adolescent like myself.
I understand it has ridiculous horsepower.
It does. I mean, it's remarkable, Larry, when you stop and think about it, what we've seen in escalation of power. There was a time, I remember, you know, two or three years ago, Paul Eisenstein from the Detroit Bureau and I were saying, you know, now the serious entry-level point for a serious sports car is 500 horsepower. Well, those days have long passed as the Corvette ZR1, you know, hit the high water mark with, I believe, 630-plus horsepower, the most powerful GM engine of all time. Ford fired back with a rendition of the Shelby GT500 Mustang for 2013-2014. It's the most powerful mass-produced V8 in the world, 662 horsepower with a six-speed manual transmission. I knew something was up with the boys at Dodge. because I have sources, and these sources led me to believe that they were going to beat that number. And I had in the back of my mind, maybe they're going to actually hit the 700 horsepower mark. And believe it or not, they have indeed 707 horsepower, 650 pound-feet of torque. You get it with a 6-speed manual or a torque flight, going back to yesterday with that word, 8-speed automatic transmission, which is actually quicker with unbelievable paddle shifting capability. And without breaking the embargo here, Larry, I can tell you this Hellcat could be driven by your 80-year-old grandmother. I drove it around the suburbs of Portland. I drove it on the highway. I drove it on the track. And this is a car you can live with every day. It's only until you really put your foot into it that this vehicle comes alive. Comes with two keys. Did you know this, Larry? It's got a valet key, not unlike the Corvette ZR1 or the Bugatti Veyron, which has that special key for when you want to go 250 miles an hour.
Right.
They give you the black key, which is so-called the valet key, which limits the horsepower to a measly 500. And then you've got the black key for the full 707 horsepower. And I think they priced it right. I mean, they've announced the pricing, so I can, you know, it's expensive. The regular SRT, I'd be fine with the regular SRT, which they've pumped up to with 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, 475 pound-feet of torque, again, with either the 8-speed automatic or the 6-speed manual. That one's got the cylinder deactivation feature, so you can actually get 25 miles per gallon on the highway. The Hellcat does not. But, certainly, it is remarkable what we've seen in recent times. I am so glad, the Camaro Z28 is a wonderful vehicle. I haven't driven it. The chief engineer is a close friend of mine, Al Oppenheiser. It's truly a track car. I mean, kind of a throwback. I mean, it doesn't even have a radio standard. It doesn't even have air conditioning standard. Those are options. But when Chevy announced the price on that one at $75,000, I went, ugh. But the folks here at Dodge have come through with a base sticker price of the Hellcat with 707 ponies. Drum roll, please, here, $59,595. And it only has about four or five options. That torque flight, 8-speed automatic transmission, $1,900. You can get a power sunroof for $1,100. You can get some fancy wheels for $395. They call them slingshot brass monkey wheels. And then standard equipment on this vehicle, $2,000 stereo with Harman Kardon stereo on both of the SRTs. Price out the door, one of the ones that I drove, $65,000, still a lot of money. I mean, you can get the regular SRT with that measly 485 horsepower for $45,000. But this is a great time to be an arrested adolescent, to either relive the muscle car years, or if you missed it, this is a time to buy these vehicles, because and I know that, we're always going to see high performance cars like we're seeing at the high end with the electric motors and the gasoline engines and all that stuff. But for the purists with just plain overhead valve V8 power, I mean, this is going to be a future collectible.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's funny because, while you're talking about 700 and some horsepower, I'm sitting here thinking about what I'm driving this weekend, and it probably has. I haven't looked it up, but I'm guessing it might have about 45 horsepower. I'm driving a 1930 Ford Model A this weekend.
Wow, how far we have come in the automotive world, and I've been watching your posts on Facebook. Recently, you've been to some really cool places and museums. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about Larry's travels, because Larry is the traveling man. When he goes on a road trip, he does it right, and he's looking around Michigan and surrounding areas. Auto World will continue after these messages. Don't go away.
independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers. The country's largest enclosed auto transport company will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation, and for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Larry Ensel is with us. Don't be hesitant. Don't be a stranger, because we're live. You know, lots of radio programs on the weekend are taped. I have a bunch of friends who do that. If you have a Monday through Friday job, I can understand it and you need time off. You know, I work 7 days a week, but, you know, someday if I have to have a Monday through Friday more traditional job, maybe I'll have to do some tapings. But I'm still going to do some live from time to time. But we're always live here, and we're live right now on one of our flagship stations. I always want to say a shout-out to everybody in Iowa listening on the Monster Station, which gets into Minnesota and all over the Midwest. It's KXEL, Newstalk 1540. If you're listening there, or in Missouri, if you're listening anywhere in all 50 states or around the world via GCN Live, and coming soon once again to automotiveradionetwork.com, we would love to hear from you. Before the break, Larry, of course, as I said, esteemed automotive journalist, cool website, iZoom.com, editorial director. We're going to talk all about his latest gig at classiccars.com. But I, Larry, so enjoy your Facebook posts because you share with your friends here all the cool places that you've been checking out of late, and you've been to some really cool ones.
Yeah, I left Phoenix. As soon as the second semester at Arizona State was over, I packed up my pickup truck and left Phoenix. Since then, my truck has now been to, since then, 24 states and one Canadian province. But I've only been to 22 states and one Canadian province. This weekend I was teaching at, it's called the Hagerty Driving Experience.
Oh, sure.
And what Hagerty Insurance does is it gets a bunch of old cars together, classic cars, and invites teenagers to come in and learn how to drive stick shifts in classic cars. And they asked me if I'd come down to the Gilmore Car Museum and be one of the instructors. So one of the guys from Hagerty owns a 1930 Model A Ford, and we used it for the driving school, and he was going to rent a car and drive to Illinois to visit his family, and I said, why are you going to rent a car? And he said, well, I don't want to take the Model A through rush hour traffic in Chicago on a Friday afternoon. And I said, well, take my truck. And he said, well, how will you get home? And I said, I'll take your Model A. So I've been driving his Model A all weekend, and it's really fun. You just have to be a little patient. Top speed, I think, is right around 50 miles an hour. Because he put in an overdrive transmission, which helps. But it was funny because you were talking about all this stuff in the new Dodge, and this has no radio, it has one windshield wiper, but none of the electronic stuff or any of that kind of stuff. It's just you in the mechanical car, and it's really a lot of fun.
Is it Jonathan Klinger's vehicle that you've got?
Yes, it's Klinger's car, yes. and he drove it every day for a year, so I felt pretty safe driving it 90 miles from down by Kalamazoo back up here to Lansing.
Absolutely, yeah. He chronicled that a whole bit in something with a catchy title, 365 Days of A. I did a great job with that story, and what a great young man he is. And the Hagerty folks are doing a great job in educating, because the truth of the matter is, I mean, there are very few new cars these days that you can get the third pedal with, and you know, with so many classic cars being manual transmissions, we really need to teach younger folks how to drive a manual.
And it was interesting because one of the things, this is the second or third of these I've gone to. And one of the things I enjoy is talking not only to the students about why they came, but to their parents about why they brought them. And in a lot of cases, the parents have a car at home or a couple cars at home, either classic cars or a car with a manual, but they don't want to go through the frustration of teaching their own children how to drive them because, let's face it, anybody who's learned how to drive a manual, there's a lot of bucking that goes on at first, and it can cause some hard feelings between parents and students. So they bring them and let the folks from Hagerty teach them how to drive properly. But it's really fun, and the kids really enjoy experiencing. Each of the students gets to drive anywhere four, five, or six different cars in a morning or afternoon session, and they really seem to enjoy the variety.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to ask you. What is the reaction from some of these young people being exposed to that experience? You know, it can be a little difficult at first, I mean, no question about it, but once they get the hang of it, I mean, do they really get into it? Do they think, like,
well, you know, it was funny because I kind of got assigned that Hagerty has a 64 Mustang, and it had by far the touchiest clutch of any of the cars that we had yesterday. And it's you have to really pay attention to get it to pull off the line smoothly for some reason. And at the end of the day, a girl came to me, and we were all done. She walked up to me, and she said, "Could I do one more try in the Mustang?" And I'm like, "Well, yeah, why?" And she said, "Because of all the cars, it's the one I could not get right, and I really want to go home feeling I know how to drive this car." And I said, "Sure." And we got in, and I gave her a couple secrets that I teach about, you know, how to go in a manual. And we did a lap, and there's three stop signs per lap, so you have to start and stop three times. And she did it great. She was smooth. She got to, you know, went around, and as we were coming back in, I said, "Do you want to do another lap?" And she said, "Can I?" And I said, "Yeah." And we got all done. She looked at me, and she says, "You made my day. I can drive this car." So, I mean, that's the reward we get for teaching is, you know, to have somebody who's almost afraid of the car, and then after driving a couple laps, they're like, "Wow, this is great. Thank you." You know, that was very cool.
I know Car and Drivers had this campaign for a couple of years, Save the Manuals. Because, again, as I pointed out a little bit earlier, there aren't that many out there.
No, you're right. Yeah, the manuals are going away. And, you know, and I understand from the automaker standpoint, it's a lot easier not to have multiple transmissions. And the automatics have gotten so efficient that, you know, in a lot of cases, it doesn't make sense to have a manual mm-hmm. anymore. You can go faster. You can do a quicker 0-60 in a lot of cases. With the manual, or with the automatic, then you can with the manual, and you get much better fuel economy. Because
yeah,
let's face it,
so
those
true.
Of us who like to drive manuals tend to drive with a heavy foot.
Very well said. Before we tell everybody about ClassicCars.com, where you're editorial director, which I'm so excited about, I guess I have a secret desire to want to teach broadcasting. Because I've been doing it all my life, and for you being a writer all your life, it must be a great treat to teach the folks at Arizona State University all the things that you've learned over the years.
Yeah, it really is fun, and you know, there's been a lot of churn in the journalism world, as you know. A lot of newspapers have gone away, magazines are folding by the day. And, you know, you get students who are pretty nervous about, am I going to have a career when I get out of here? And what I keep telling them is the media changes all the time. And we have no idea how people are going to get information 5 or 10 years from now. I mean, you know, it the rate of change has increased. But what I tell them is that the skills of reporting, editing, and writing will always have value because people need information, and that's where they get it. So what I try to do is help them learn the skills, but I'm honest to tell them, you know, who knows if there'll be newspapers or magazines. You know, radio as we know it has changed, and
absolutely.
TV's changing, and who knows what the next thing is going
to
be.
We're just going to have to hold on and see. And speaking of hold on through this break, because more with the great Larry Edsel straight ahead.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes Manuals Online, you'll get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes Manual Online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen.
a total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
I spent a number of days in Portland, Oregon this past week, so I want to say hello to everybody listening on one of our flagship stations as well, KPAM, with 50,000 watts of power. My first time being in that great city of Portland. Car companies don't tend to choose Oregon that often for reveal, so pretty much all of my travel has been centered around my automotive career, so really enjoyed being there. Wish I could have stopped by the station, but it was a whirlwind to say the least. Larry Edsel is with us, esteemed automotive journalist, author, also college professor, and the guy behind iZoom.com, which is a wonderful website, as well as ClassicCars.com. And before the break there, Larry, you were making the point about, you know, we don't know what the future is going to hold for journalists, but I mean, look at the jobs that are available today. I get a kick out of just looking at Yahoo.com News and some of the other online suppliers of news. And a lot of people look at this stuff rather than look at traditional television, traditional radio. And, you know, some of the stories they write are actually quite funny and funky. And there's definitely work for journalists. It's just, like you say, it's an evolving profession. We don't know what's around the bend.
No, you know, we don't. And I always think when I have things like this happen, I always think back to my dad. My dad went to college to become, he was a musician, and he went to college to become a theater organist. And he was majoring in organ. It was, his goal was to become a theater organist. And partway through school, they invented talkie movies, and there were no more theater organists. Mm-hmm. So he had to go through this huge career change because what he wanted to be, there wasn't anymore. And I think back, you know, and that was probably the 1920s. So,
yeah.
You know, that happens. It's happened before. It's happening now. It's going to happen again. You know, we just have to deal with it.
Let's talk about ClassicCars.com, where your editorial director doing a great job there. For those who might not be familiar with the site, tell us all about what folks can find there. And I know you have lots of plans for the site. Tell us about what folks can find there now and what's going to be there in the not-too-distant future.
Well, ClassicCars.com is based in Phoenix. It is now the world's largest marketplace for classic cars. I think there are classified ads on the website now for 35,000 classic cars, which is more than either more than anybody else, more than eBay Classics, more than Auto Trader Classics. It is the largest website dealing with classic cars. So it's been in existence, I think, 7 years. I was writing for them once or twice a month, and then last year they decided they wanted to do a daily news blog. So Bob Golfin, who I think you know, used to work for the Arizona Republican, Republic, and Speed TV, he and I are doing, so far, the bulk of the writing. And we're doing, 2 to 3 stories a day. At first we talked about, well, this will be a 5-day-a-week thing, and, of course, suddenly it's a 7-day-a-week thing. And but we're covering classic car news, concours, auctions. We have couple features that I really like. One is called Eye Candy, and it's photo galleries taken from museums and auto shows or wherever we happen to go where there are classic cars. Everything from a whole car to a tiny detail of the car that we find fascinating. And then we also have a feature called My Classic Car, where we invite readers to tell us about their car, and we print pictures of the, show pictures of their car, and we let them tell their own story about their car, and some of them have just been marvelously heartwarming stories about, you know, a guy who he and his son built a car and the son died, or this was my dad's car and years after he was dead I went out and found his car and I restored it. The thing I like about classic cars so much is there's so much passion involved with them, and every car has a story. People say to me, well, what's your favorite car? And I'm like, I don't care about the car. I care about the story and the passion and the feelings people have to their cars. It's just amazing.
It is so true, absolutely. And a growing hobby. I forget the gentleman that owns ClassicCars.com, I believe, is originally from Boston.
Roger Falzioni, yes.
Exactly, and he's a huge baseball fan as well.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of musicians, he was in a rock and roll band when he was a kid, and he still goes back to Boston every once in a while, and they have reunion concerts, and people, because they were a really big local band in Boston back in the day, and he was been in the web right from the start. He was a very early into the web. He's done several different sites. He was the one behind GoRacing.com, which is why I moved to Phoenix in the first place, And his newest venture is ClassicCars.com. It's going well. They're expanding. They're hiring people left and right. So there are big plans for the site, and it's just all about classic cars. And it's in the past it's been about buying and selling them, and now we're adding the news and feature component. So there's more to do there than just dreaming about the car you want to buy or the car you want to sell.
That's great. 855-660-4261. Any questions for Larry Edsel about classic cars or about cool places to visit if you're an automotive guy or girl? Larry's seen it all. Does so much traveling, has so much fun doing so, and I'm sure he could give you some quick recommendations. Bob at Auto World Radio is another way to get a hold of us. Looking at iZoom.com, you recently drove the 2014 Infiniti Q60S. I also recently drove the Q60. Mine wasn't an S variant, but it was indeed the retractable hard top, a convertible from Infiniti, and what a cool vehicle. I haven't read all of your review, but it looks like you found this vehicle to be quite pleasing as well.
Yeah, it was. I mean, the top is great, and the, one of the ways I tend to judge the cars is by the reactions I get from people. And a lot of cars, new cars that I've driven, especially the compact crossover cars, nobody even notices anymore because they're all the same and they're everywhere. But
yeah.
This car, people were stopping me saying, "What is it? I haven't seen one before." And then because it's a hardtop convertible, and they're like, "The top goes down?" You know, so you sit in the parking lot, you show them how it goes up and down, and they're like, they're just blown away that, you know, this thing that looks like a regular hardtop, you press a button, and in 20 seconds or whatever, you're driving this beautiful convertible.
Yeah, it really does it extremely well, and the price is at less than BMW's 4 Series convertible, so you can save a little bit of money there. And got a great V6 power plant and a great 7-speed automatic transmission. They also make a manual transmission offering. They have a performance version of this, too, called the IPL, which I've never driven. But the other thing, being a guy that loves music, I love that speaker system that they have. It's a Bose surround sound system in which they actually have speakers built into, alongside really, the headrest. So especially with the top down, that is really cool.
Yeah, I know. It really makes a difference because if you want to listen to something other than the engine, anymore, the engines are so quiet, you can't hear them in the first place. It's really nice because, you know, even though they control the wind and there's not a lot of wind noise, having speakers right there by your head does make for a better experience, especially when you have the top down.
325 horsepower, 267 pound-feet of torque. It's a little tight in the back seat, but my 3-year-old Lucy fit fine in her car seat. When we come back on the other...
She's the kind of person that those back seats are built for.
Exactly. More straight ahead with Larry Edsel. And if you've got a question, we've got time for it. Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com or 855-660-4261. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
AutoGeek.com is more than a website. It's a global community of auto enthusiasts. Join in on the fun with your geek brothers and sisters from around the world. Show off your vehicle, share your knowledge, participate in contests and giveaways, sell your vehicle, and locate great websites in our automotive-only search engine. AutoGeek.com is the place for all auto enthusiasts. Sign up today for your free membership at www.AutoGeek.com. www.AutoGeek.com.
Wash Drops is the unique wash and shine solution. Our scientific wash and shine formula produces amazing results using only one bucket of water and 1 ounce of Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse. It really works. You don't need those full service or drive-through car washes. Use Wash Drops anywhere. Wash Drops, an evolution in car wash solutions. Keep it clean and stay in the green. Buy now at washdrops.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Well, if I had money, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. I'm crazy about a Mercury. Lord, I'm crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road.
Larry Edsel is with us. Check out ClassicCars.com, where he's editorial director, as well as iZoom.com. Got an email question here. It's a great one from Jamie, listening in Missouri on KSIS. And it's about infinities, and I agree with you, Jamie. He wants to know, Larry, between the two of us, why has Infiniti changed their names on these cars? You know, what you're describing is the old G Infiniti. Why is everything Q in the Infiniti lineup? I find it very confusing. Larry,
well,
what's
my,
the story?
My understanding is that people were confused with the old naming structure. I mean, they've gone through a bunch of different iterations of names of Infinities, trying to find what works and what sticks. And what they've realized is their first Q car was the Q45. And then they went through various iterations and gave different names, and there was the M and the G and whatever.
Yeah.
And so anyway, they started calling their biggest SUVs the Q-whatevers, and I think they realized that they were just confusing people. So now they want to go to where everything's a Q-something with a name, and it's... You know, it's hard naming things, and I think the other thing that enters into this is that other things are already taken. You know,
yeah.
There are car companies that have registered names that they haven't used yet. There are old names that they can't use that they might want to use.
Yeah.
You know, and when it comes to letters, you know, Mercedes has E, and Ford has F, and, you know, so you get these letters, and you've got them a worldwide trademark to it. So, you know, there's not a lot left. And I think, you know, one of the things Infiniti was trying to do was come up with something that they thought would work, and so they're going with the Q. And it'll take a while for people to get it all sorted out.
I believe the
same thing, you know, Lincoln went through that, too, where they had all these alphanumerics, and maybe I'm old-fashioned, but I like real names like...
I do, too.
You know, real car names like Ranger or the boy, or, you know, Sebring, or whatever the case may be, not letters and numbers.
Exactly, and the letters and numbers keep getting bigger and bigger. I believe an executive from Audi went over to Infiniti and they went and liked that naming structure of the Q. I think that was one of the reasons why they went with specifically the letter Q. But the other thing that I find just on the new car front is there used to be a time when the numbers meant something. For example, you know, BMW 328i meant it had a 2.8-liter inline six-cylinder engine. Nowadays, you know, I had a 428i as a test vehicle, and it had a 2-liter turbo four-cylinder engine. And I'm hearing that Mercedes, their AMG brand, which, you know, has this mighty power plant, the 6.3-liter V8 AMG models, that they're going to a 4-liter twin-turbo variant, but they're still going to call them 63s. That just doesn't make any sense.
You know, my favorite story about this is the original Porsche was going to be the 901 because it was Project 901 for Porsche Design. And so they built a prototype, and it was the 901, and I think it was unveiled, I can't remember if it was Frankfurt or Paris Auto Show. I think it was the Frankfurt Auto Show. And come to find out, Peugeot had the rights to all of the three-number combinations with zero in the middle. So that's why the Porsche 901 became the Porsche 911.
Interesting. Great story.
They wanted 901, and they couldn't get it because Peugeot had the rights to it.
Wow.
And if you notice, the Peugeots are all 205, 206, 207, 405. The Peugeots have the three numbers with the zero in the middle. And it goes back to, you know, I guess probably the 1920s or 30s when they registered it that way.
I'm like
And now the auto industry is so global that they have to be aware, you know, of what... I think one of the other things is if you give a car a name, and, you know, this is the joke about the Chevy Nova, you know, in Spanish means no go. And so it's probably
easier
to go with alphanumerics and you don't have the confusion. Except there's probably cases where certain numbers in certain countries are unlucky or have different meanings. So, you know, it's funny you stop and think that there are people who get paid to name cars, and the one I laugh about sometimes is there are people who get paid to name colors of cars. But from a marketing standpoint, it's important. I own a pickup truck that's white, but it's called Glacier White. And I've always thought, why would they call it Glacier White? Because glaciers are slow, and I want my truck not to be slow. But, you know, I like my truck, so it's okay.
Those would be kind of good gigs, actually, naming colors and naming vehicles. That doesn't sound like a bad job at all. You're absolutely right. It's interesting, just an observation, too, with the press vehicles that I get. And, you know, usually they're numerical. And one time recently I had the new updated Malibu from Chevy, and I came in to my wife, and she said, "What's the press vehicle this week?" I said, "Oh, it's a Chevrolet Malibu." And it was only just a few minutes later that we said we were going out, and my three-year-old said, "Are we going to take the Malibu?" Now, she never says, "Are we going to take the RX400H?" You know?
Oh, yeah, and some of them are. There have been some that have had so many letters and numbers and orders that you couldn't possibly remember what the car was called.
Exactly. Let's talk about another new car that you have had the pleasure of driving, and so have I driven this one, and that's the Hyundai Equus for 2014. They've taken the Hyundai name completely off this vehicle. You can't find it anywhere. It's Equus, 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 and this is truly a great value. I mean, we're talking S-Class Mercedes, 7 Series BMW style. The back seat is something, you know, similar to what they were doing with the Maybach. I mean, talk about a great, you know, vehicle for somebody who, you know, doesn't need that panache that comes with the ownership of a Mercedes and wants a good value. And also, what a great vehicle for somebody who rides in the back seat a lot.
Well, you know, it's interesting because and just I remember when Oldsmobile came out with the Aurora, it didn't say Oldsmobile on the car. It was just Aurora.
That's true. Yep.
And it was kind of a case of, you know, we're stepping up and we kind of want to step out of our heritage, which kind of seems strange to me, especially doing stuff on classic cars, where I would think you'd want to embrace your heritage. But the Equus, what it basically is a limousine for Korean businessmen or business executives, men and women, and it's built around the right rear passenger seat, not the driver's seat. And it's meant to be driven by a chauffeur or a driver. And so the person sitting in the right rear seat is basically a first-class aircraft seat that reclines and has a footrest, and you can press a button and the front passenger seat goes all the way forward so that you have lots of leg room and all that kind of stuff. And you can control, there's switch gear so you can control all the features in the car from the back seat. It's kind of the ultimate mother-in-law seat. And I've wondered several times why they, it's a wonderful car. It's a beautiful big sedan, very nice to drive, very powerful, very Lexus-like in its, you know, characteristics. But I've wondered why they left that seat in. You can get it in the U.S. with that seat. And I thought, how many people are going to buy it that way? Because Americans tend not yep. to have personal limousines, and that's really what this is. And I've wondered if how many mother-in-laws get to ride in the back seat and feel like they're, you know, telling their son-in-law, do this, do that, you know, talk about the ultimate backseat driver. So
absolutely. Once again, remind folks about all the cool stuff that can be found at classiccars.com with much more to come around the bend.
Well, yeah, we have classified advertising for, I think right now it's around 35,000 classic cars, and they're from all over the world. So it's sometimes you'll see prices listed in British pounds or euros, but, you know, anything can be shipped anywhere anymore. But most of the cars are in North America, by far the vast majority. And in December, we launched a daily blog that has all kinds of classic cars, news and features and photos. And we encourage people to tell the story about their own classic cars and their own experiences with classic cars.
Wonderful. Everybody check it out, as well as iZoom.com. Next time, we'll talk about your next book project. Larry, thank you for your time here today. I'm on the road
again. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.